At the moment, if you listen to President Mugabe's speeches, all his talk at the moment is sort of calling for unity, unity, unity. I think he's realizing that there might just be a likelihood that the party might split. And if Joyce Njuru is left out completely after being the second in charge in the party, she might lead the splinter faction, which will take a huge support base out of ZANU-PF. So they might fit her somewhere. It's going to be a challenge. The national chairperson position looks like it's being reserved for Matabeleland or former ZAPU, but that's the next possible position she can hold. So they really have to be careful where they place her if they want to eliminate her. Though certainly from presidents, the grand plan is that she's most likely going to be out.
Now looking at the danger here that is being posed, you know, what will happen if the game plan of the Mnangagwa faction does not work? Muchinguri may find herself nowhere, right?
Yes, quite certainly. You know, something like that in politics, there's a lot of gambling and taking chances. If she loses, she might find herself out completely because Mchuri is not going to take kindly to her at all. You can already tell, I mean, from the way these speeches are being, the words are being thrown at each other. If she loses, she's also out. If Njuru loses, she's also out. So, you know, in the long run, like I'm saying, how they hang these people, how they hang the leaders of these factions is going to determine the future of ZANU-PF. If they decide to throw each other away, ZANU-PF is bound to split, which is what President Mugabe at the moment is trying to avoid. And one must hope that President Mugabe might be there maybe for another 5-10 years to try and keep that unity for ZANU-PF to pick up, because if something happens and he falls out of the picture in the nearest future, before these things are sorted out, definitely ZANU-PF is going to split.
So now, on which side is Mr. Mugabe here?
At the moment, it's, you know, he's a diplomat and he's playing it like an elder would do. His side is very difficult to tell. But automatically, if I have my wife, I'm expected to be on my wife's side, and we know whose side she is. So, but to draw a line completely that he is on this side, he hasn't been able to show his side. But, you know, in the way we say, which means with, if I'm a thief, my wife is a thief, so I'm on, my wife is on my side, also I'm on my wife's side. Maybe we can say he is also on Mnangagwa's side, where Amai Mugabe is.